to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time we're looking at the first episode of Made in Abyss from Kima Citrus, which is streaming on Amazon Prime. And this is part of our, what I like to call, Anime Strike is Dead collection, where we look at the first episodes of a bunch of series that we couldn't watch because they were behind the Amazon Strike paywall, but now that they are liberated, we are going back and watching them.
I mean, sort of liberated. They're still behind an Amazon Prime paywall, although some of these shows are also available on HIDIVE, but again, that's also another service. So anyway, it's just not a double, the real insidious part.
Now that the double paywall is dead, we are looking at these series.
So this is, like, the first thing that really struck me about this is that the design really looks like a game. I was surprised to find out that it wasn't a game because the style is just so, it's so game-like, but it's one that you don't see as much as being somebody's manga style. I feel like it just, it looks more like the character, you know, a character designs, but it's actually based on a manga, which I thought was pretty cool about it. And it's about this group of kids who work at this guild orphanage, and they go hunting around for different materials. And even the setup is such a game-like concept.
And they even mentioned that, oh, you don't have enough experience, so you can't go deeper into the abyss to get higher levels of artifacts.
Yeah, the whole thing. So these are, our lead excavator is Rico, who is really gung-ho, and we find out throughout the episode that she wants to go deeper down because her mom has gone and, like, not come back. So we don't know a heck of a lot about, like, what is below, but because she gets into some trouble with, like, a big monster in this episode, we know that if it's dangerous up here, it just gets worse.
Theoretically, yes, the monsters and dangers are the more you go down, but so is the rewards that you bring back. And Rico's mom was a abyss explorer, and she disappeared, so Rico's at least maybe hoping to find her remains, or maybe find out what happened to her.
And the other kind of component is when she is fighting off this big monster, she gets into a heck of a lot of trouble, and she is saved by this massive laser beam just coming out of nowhere and taking, you know, taking out this monster and getting her passage out. And she kind of explores to find out, like, where it came from, and she finds this unconscious robot boy.
He has no memory of what turned him into a robot boy, or if he was always a robot boy.
I'm assuming he was always a robot boy, that nothing turned him into a robot boy, but that he has lost his memories.
And Rico seems 100% sure that he is from the bottom of the abyss, which so far nobody has found. But I would say what leads her to say that, but I feel like that's more like, this will probably be true because the character said it.
Yeah, so I like I said, the thing that stood out to me was the style. I thought was really cool. The monster was scary, and that was good. It has kind of like an all ages, kind of young feel to it.
The only benefit I know from, you know, this show being out is the general reputation. Like, I know it has the nickname Uncle Lovecraft's Funtime Murder Hole.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, apparently the good times do not continue. Things don't always go good.
Things escalate quickly?
Yeah, I don't know how quickly, but
that sounds less fun than this first episode was.
I thought I'd bring that up. Like, I don't know what goes bad as the series goes on, but when the series has that nickname, one can only assume that Rico and friends are not in for nothing but bonding love time experiences.
So the style is to be a contrast to the... I'm now way less interested in this show.
I'm glad to help.
That doesn't make me happy. What about all the cute... This show is so cute! Like, how in the school their desks are vertical on the wall. Like, I just thought it was so clever and I just liked the design. Now I don't like that. I didn't... Well, I guess I wouldn't have known... Technically, though, if I had watched this first episode, I probably would have started watching it and, you know, told everybody that they should watch it, too. So, I feel like that was a cheat, Al.
Hey, man, Amazon could have just put this out so we could watch it.
So that we could have been tricked.
Yes. We kind of like the other show that we watched at the same time. I feel like this is a little bit of a mystery box show. They kind of throw you into a world. And they throw you at one or two concepts, but they leave you a lot more like mysteries. Like you said, I mean, we know that there is this mysterious hole and there's this whole economy and huge town built around it. Because there are all these, like, fantastic artifacts. But we don't know why they're fantastic. Like, basically the kids just, from the orphanage, just get them and then bring them back. And we know that they're valuable. But, I mean, I guess Rico has that one artifact that's a compass that she's kind of, like, secretly kept to herself. That lets her discover other artifacts. So they seem generally like magic items. From what we can tell of the one that we get.
Yeah, and it seems as though some are just more obviously valuable than others, probably. Although you have to wonder, especially now with what you've said, Al, why they're, hey, you kids, let's send you out and do some really dangerous work.
Oh, well, apparently, I think they're all kids of... Basically, whose parents died in the abyss.
It's an orphanage, so that doesn't surprise me. But it also is, like, adults sending children out to collect things while there's these huge monsters about. And their parents have been killed by said giant monsters, so... Maybe not altruistic.
Yeah, definitely getting the feeling that, yeah, forcing the children of your dead employees into slave labor is not perhaps what marks you in the good guy column.
Yeah, and just now that I know that there's more of an insidious sort of underbelly, that makes me start thinking more about that stuff. Of course, I love a mysterious robot showing up. I mean, that's just like the best kind of mystery. So... Maybe I will watch a couple more episodes just step my toe over there and see exactly what goes on.
But I know it did get a lot of recommendations. It was one of the reasons that I put it on our Anime Strike is Dead list. The looks can be deceiving with the first episode. I think that's what we mostly took away. But I was intrigued by the mysteries.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter at reversethieves, at nartakiRT, and at hisuiRT.